coaching continues. Oh, thank you. Okay. Kia ora koutou. I have what I want to say tonight written down word for word because I'm not super confident up here. I like to talk a lot and I'm a details girl. So, for the sake of time, keeping me on track and... for the sake of time and keeping me on track, apologies if it comes across as a school presentation. I had a whole testimony written down that I'd been working on over the last few weeks that I was going to share with you all tonight. But at the beginning of this week, I didn't feel that it was quite right. So I've had to adjust it, and here I am sharing a new version of what I feel God has laid on my heart. Simply put, am I stepping into the challenges that God places in front of me? Recently, I had a conversation with someone that was long overdue. And to be completely frank with you, it was a conversation that I never really wanted to have. A conversation that was confronting, emotional, and something that I would have rather have run away from. Going into it, I kept saying, Lord, help me to be quick to listen and slow to respond. Quick to listen and slow to respond. Through the conversation that had been 20 years in the making, there was a real healing that came from it. God's grace surrounded it. His love was upon me, and his gentle guidance was in my ear. God doesn't give us challenges to break us. He prepares us appropriately, stands alongside us, and gives us the tools we need to conquer the challenge. 1 Peter 5 verse 10 says that God gives us trials to restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish us. When thinking about why God gives us challenges, I was a little bit stumped. I know that I have grown hugely from the challenges that he has placed in my life, but I felt that there was a better way that I could articulate it for you all. I was reminded of a conversation that I had just in this last week where I thought about where I would be if I didn't have the Lord in my life. I briefly thought where I would be had I not had those challenges that had grown me or made me rely on God. Thinking of how I would have dealt with some of those trials had God not given me the grace that I needed was a pretty scary thought. I can tell you with certainty that if I hadn't had those trials and challenges that I've had so far, I wouldn't have experienced the same level of internal healing and freedom that I stand before you with tonight. My next thought for tonight was, how much do I really trust the man I call my Heavenly Father? Do I trust him enough to give him absolutely everything? Do I trust him enough with the darkest struggle in my life or the deepest desire of my heart? This has been something that has been a massive challenge for me. Because, hey, some things are actually too big to even admit to ourselves, let alone hand over to God and trust him with. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. This verse has been coming back to me more and more over the last few weeks. If you know me at all, you'll know that I'm a pretty black and white person. What you see is what you get. I like to find the logic in things, and I like to find the best way to get to that logic. That verse, however, throws everything that I find comfortable into disarray. It's saying to me, no, don't rely on what you know or what you understand. Just trust me. I want to share with you all about how I became a Christian. For me, there are two equally important parts to this story. The first being that I grew up in a Christian family. We had Christian values in our home. We went to church every Sunday, prayed before every meal, and I considered myself a Christian. When I was about 9 or 10, my parents split up, and my happy, normal life had been shaken. When Dad left, Mum led our family with her strong, strong faith. My fan club down the back there. She raised myself and my two older brothers alone, and if I do say so myself, she did a pretty cracker job at it. Not only that, she paved the way for how we would all eventually raise our own children. However, with Dad leaving, a massive hole was left in my life. I tried to fill it for many, many years. I must have been maybe 13 or 14 when I got baptised, and I continued to try and live the life I thought was being a Christian. Eventually, though, I walked away from the Lord and lived that life that I wanted and that temporarily fulfilled me. It wasn't until just recently that I realised I was searching for something to fill the gap that my father's absence had left within me, but that only my heavenly father could fill. About 5 years ago, I stepped back into church. I'd been making excuse after excuse to my mum and my then 8-year-old son, who had been going along to a small church in Hamilton called Link, which is now known as Te Rautini. When the person on the front door welcomed me, I felt a sigh of relief. I remember going, "I'm home." Within that moment, I was taken back to a place in my childhood where I felt safe, loved, and whole again. It wasn't long after that day that I was sitting quietly at the back of the church when I felt this urge to go up the front and give my life back to the Lord. I wasn't in a good place at the time, so there was absolutely no way I was going up there in front of all those people. As I sat very tightly in my chair, like the slightly stubborn person that I am, I heard the Lord very gently say to me, "Don't doubt me. I will never give you more than you can handle, and I will never let you fall." So as I sat there, sobbing my heart out, I quietly gave my life back to him. In the years that followed, I lived my life for the Lord, serving in the church and gradually changing my life. A few years ago, a situation arose that made me rely on God again. I was forced to get on my knees, cry out to him, and listen. To hear God's heart for the situation and pray for someone that had hurt me. Pray for the situation that could have broken me. And pray for God's grace to be upon me. God gave me a situation that would temporarily cause me pain, but would permanently teach me how to trust him and what he places in my life. God gave me the answers that I wouldn't otherwise have got. God gave me the grace that had I not had God walking with me, I would probably still be holding on to anger about now. Again, I heard those same words that he spoke over me to begin with. "Don't doubt me. I will never give you more than you can handle, and I will never let you fall." My life has never been the same since. I trusted God with everything that I had, and he proved to me time and time again that he will never leave me. When I made the decision to leave my church in Hamilton and everything that I knew and come out to Surfside, it was a massive leap of faith. Every week I felt anxious at what I was walking into and the unknown of what church might bring for me. Despite not knowing what the Lord's plans were for my teenage son and I had to go where he wanted us, even though it was extremely hard. We originally started coming out here as I felt this is where God wanted Cam. It had an amazing junior youth, and still does, and had men and women who wanted to sow into my child. I think most parents would agree that when others invest in your child, their life and their faith, it can have an impact that will stay with them for the rest of their lives. I don't even know if there's a way for you all to understand the difference having such an amazing community around both of us has had. I think we'd probably been coming out here maybe 6 months when Ben jokingly said to me, "Oh, we'll have you up doing a communion word in no time." I remember very, very clearly, very, very clearly shooting him down and saying, "Yeah, that's never going to happen." The days that followed that brief joking conversation, I felt really, really conflicted. All I could hear in my head was, if you're not going to step into the challenges that I place in front of you, do you really trust me? Needless to say, I felt more than a little guilty that I wasn't really trusting God with my life, or living the life with the intention that I would go where he wanted me. I sort of had the attitude that actually this was in my time. God can tell me what he wants for me, but I'll control the rest, thanks very much. I've learned that that's not really how this whole trust thing works. If I really trust God with my life, it has to be all aspects of my life. If he calls me to do something, I should be willing to step out and do it. If he puts a challenge in front of me, I should trust that he will help me conquer it. At the beginning of last year, not long after we started coming out here, I felt God wanted to shake my life up just a little bit more. And again, I had to go where I felt God was leading me. I became a student and started doing a Bachelor of Social Work. Being a student solo mother to a teenage boy and coming out to Raglan sometimes 3 times in a weekend for different commitments, finances aren't always free-flowing. However, God always provides in some shape or form. Some days I can't even explain how my car has more petrol in the tank than it did in the morning. Since starting at Surfside, I've been thrown out of my comfort zone many times. I've become part of the worship team when I had never even held a microphone in my life, let alone sung into it. Sorry. I've been asked to do a communion word in the next few weeks, which I agreed to this time. And I've been asked to speak with you all tonight. Thanks, Shani. There have also been many opportunities outside of church to share my faith with those who don't yet know the Lord. Every time God gives me a new challenge, I remember those words that he spoke over me when I gave my life back to him. I will never give you more than you can handle, and I will never let you fall. Jeremiah 29, verse 11 says, "I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future." What a promise that is. A promise that he is for us and not against us. A promise that he will give us a hope and a future. A promise that he declared for every single one of his children. A promise that he won't harm us, and a promise that he will never let us fall, no matter what the challenge we are facing. Like the conversation that I wanted to run away from, he had a plan to use it as a tool that could heal something in me that had been broken for over 20 years. I wonder what challenges God has placed on your heart recently. Is it a challenge of forgiving someone who's hurt you? Maybe it's a challenge to pray for someone who you really just can't bring yourself to pray for. Maybe it's a challenge of making that first step to trusting the Lord and giving him control of your life. I guess what's really on my heart is to encourage you all to step out in faith, whatever that might look like. Believe that our Father in heaven has got your back, that he can help you through anything. He will never give you more than you can handle, and he will never let you fall.